To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
About which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is your new member, Nick Mendoza.
Thank you, Bridget.
Can I have your signature?
Certainly.
Go ahead. Take a seat.
Thanks, Bridget. All right, I think we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We will be getting name tags, I'm assuming, by the next meeting, so we'll know who all of you are. Welcome to the Thursday, July 16th, City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting, and we will begin the meeting with a public comment period. Members of the public that wish to address the board are available at this time.
Hello. Hello, everybody. My name is Carrie Head, and I'm the Communications Manager with the San Luis Obispo County Visitors and Conference Bureau, and this is Molly.
I'm Molly Morrison. I am the new Group Sales Manager for the San Luis County Visitors and Conference Bureau. We just wanted to give you a brief oversight of what's been going on with the Visitors and Conference Bureau. Since the beginning of this year, the VCB has undergone a complete revitalization. Among the outcomes of this revitalization was the creation of our new strategic marketing plan, which you may have seen already, but I would be happy to email you copies, or you can take a look at this if you'd like as well. The purpose of this plan is to really identify new and creative marketing approaches to promote and market San Luis Obispo County, as well as the cities that we represent. Some of the major highlights, a few of the major highlights from this plan include the restructuring of our website. We are about to launch a brand new website that will include blog modules, some social media, and YouTube, a YouTube channel as well. So we keep up to date with the trends of what's happening with consumers these days. Within our media relations, we are focusing on three specialized media trips, one of which will be focused and come to Morro Bay. That one is scheduled to happen in September of this year. We also have identified some new co-op advertising opportunities. Right now, we have available to our feeder markets in Fresno and Bakersfield, but we're also looking to expand into Ventura County and Monterey. Another highlight would be partnering with the Cal Poly Alumni Association and working directly with them to utilize their database of over 200,000, of about 200,000 alumni that are interested in coming back to the beautiful place that we all live. And also the new group sales department, the revitalization of the group sales department, which I will head up, and really looking for the proactive outreach and sales strategy with that, and representation in industry trade shows, conferences, and with meetings and travel industry affiliations and associations. So we are very excited about this new day at the VCB, and we are very much looking forward to taking the 2009-2010 year with a great start. And we really appreciate and thank Morro Bay for always having supported us and being a part of what we are doing and believing in our strategic plans. And we also hope that they continue to work with us in the future.
Thank you, Molly. And the other thing that we wanted to do today is formally thank the City of Morro Bay for $10,000 that they have funded the VCB with. We did ask for a total of $32,000, and that figure was calculated by the number of hotel rooms in the city, and we have an ongoing formula that we use every year to go and ask for the funding. So our hope today is, by coming to the BID, is that if they will consider funding the additional $22,000 to complete complete the $32,000 figure for the VCB. If we do get the full funding from the city and the BID, then the members of the VCB in Morro Bay have the advantage of getting 25% off their member dues. And there are 46 members in Morro Bay, so that figure would be a savings of about $3,000. Recently, Pastor Robles decided to split the funding for the VCB with the city funds and their BID board, and I send that off every month, and I'm always try to be fair with all the cities in the county and mention Morro Bay through the years, once or twice. And this is one of the programs that the VCB has always done. It's been very popular, and it's a member benefit. The other thing is, last year we did put Morro Bay on the cover of our annual visitor's guide, and this was a really popular guide further promoting Morro Bay. We are in the process of beginning the plans for our new 2010 guide, and as Molly mentioned, we have a lot of neat things going on with our upcoming press trip. So again, we thank you for your time, and thank you for your support, as Molly said, in the last 20 years. We really appreciate it, and we hope that you will consider the funding for the VCB. So if you have any questions, let me know.
Are there any questions from any of the board members?
I have one that's more specific. It says in here that you're talking with the co-op ads about going into Ventura and Monterey. Do you know which papers you're considering for that?
Well, it would be their local newspaper. The same as like the Fresno Bee and the Bakersfield Californian. Their major are like, we have the Tribune here. So I don't know the specific names of the newspapers, but it would be most newspapers have a travel section.
Okay.
So, yeah, we would definitely target them.
And then my other question would be, right now we're giving you $10,000. So what's the difference? What are we going to get for this extra $22,000?
Well, it all goes into the funding of the VCB. All of our promotions are countywide. Again, we do our best to always be fair to every city in the county. So, of course, you'd be a part of our website is a major part of member benefit, and you would definitely have a press. You already have a presence on the website and more visibility. And as I mentioned, the visitor's guide and then access to our co-op advertising programs and discounts on the ads.
I guess my question is, though, if we right now we're giving you $10,000 and we're getting these
right.
things. So what is that going to change if we don't give you the money? Are you saying that you're going to pull us out of things? Or
no.
And so one of the huge benefits would be the 25% discount for the members within the city of Morro Bay. That would be the huge benefit that would go directly back to the members who are paying to be a member of the Visitors and Conference Bureau right now. So it's an added benefit that goes directly back into their pockets as their own savings as well.
I would also add, I was a member of the VCB board for a number of years, and I would probably guess that at this point the VCB, while they're at the end of their transition period, they're still in a little bit of transition. They're in the point of having a new executive director, and I am guessing that probably this year, as well as next year, they'll have some more formalized plans. They not that they don't, they have a great strategic plan, but it's a little, I think it's fair to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's still in a little bit of a liquid state.
What's going on with the county BID, too? Do you guys have anything to do with that at this point?
Yes. We're still involved in that, and as you probably know, that has been passed, and they're having a meeting in September about that, and as far as RFPs for contractors for that. So, yes. Mm-hmm.
So let me just clarify. Hi.
Hi.
Let me just clarify for myself. The $10,000 that we're getting now gives us a web page presence. If we give the additional $20,000 or additional $12,000 or additional money, does that jump us up to, for example, are we on fourth page presence now, Morro Bay, and then would we jump up to a first page presence? How would that work for us to get an increased benefit?
And we're still at the process of creating what exactly it will be spelled out as to if you fund this much, this is how much you'll be getting and all of that. We really hope that all of the cities choose to be a part of us together. And so these are the opportunities that we are presenting if once the cities decide that they'll be a part of us in a large way. So the biggest benefit, honestly, is to go back and give the 25% discount to the members within the cities that they are in. We haven't exactly spelled out what it will look like if you only fund a portion or not a portion. Under the hope that all of the cities are and BIDs are interested in funding to the full extent. Mm-hmm.
Andrea, is there a history to the funding on the county? I know at one point we fully funded it 7 years ago, and then we came into some sort of a budget problem. And
there is, and I think at this point we're and here goes the wet blanket part of my job, but I think at this point we're delving a little bit more into agenda items. We can bring that back to you. We probably there is a history, and certainly I'm able to provide it. We've always funded to a certain extent. I think that if you have any questions on their presentation, we need to cut this off, and then we'll agendize this at a later date for discussion, because we shouldn't really get into a
June 18th meeting as put forward.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. The next item on our agenda is unfinished business, and we have appointment of chair and vice chair. Basically, how we do this is we have nominations for chair. If there's more than one person nominated, we'll take a verbal vote. If there's only one person nominated for chair, then that person will take over the meeting at this point, as much as that saddens me. And then we'll follow the same procedure for vice chair. So at this point, I would open up the floor for any nominations for appointment of chair.
I will nominate Joan for chair.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Give me a second.
That's great. Are there any other nominations?
I just have a quick question. There's no additional boards or anything that I would have to sit on, are there?
I think the safe answer to that is not at this time.
Right.
They won't tell you to talk to you except.
Okay.
Yep. All right. If there are no other nominations, all in favor of Joan Solu as chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Joan, you should oppose it.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Joan. At this point, I will hand you over the gavel.
Okay. Great. Thank you, everybody. I sure hope I do fine by you. Okay. So we need motions for a vice chair. And anybody? Peter, go ahead.
Michelle.
I'll second that.
There we go. Any discussion of Michelle as no? Okay. Then let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go. Okay. Okay, now we move on from our unfinished business to our new business, and that would be A, establishment of a regular meeting twice a month.
And I will let you now jump in here. We are, our hope is that to continue to have this meeting after the promotions meeting. Certainly, we can. There was some discussion at the last meeting to move it till 10, which is fine. That's really twofold. The promotions meeting, the promotions committee is interested in what this group does. Obviously, there's certainly a tie, and we also have AGP here at the Vets Hall for setup. The twice a month. I'm not quite sure how that got on the agenda. I missed that in my proof. That was a discussion at the last meeting. We're a little bit concerned about the possibility of doing that just based on staff time and AGP time, but certainly it's something the board can discuss. We'd also have to look at an availability, but at this point, your bylaws state that you will meet on a monthly basis.
I think that twice a month thing came up because we're trying to – we have a big – scope, you know, we have this big envelope that we need to fill right now. And so there's the whole void of a budget, how it's going to be allocated, the presentations that are going to be made today. There's a lot going on to get us up on our feet. And certainly, for me, I would like to see us hit the ground running so that we can be already advertising and moving forward in September for our slow season. I mean, we really need to hit the ground running. In order to do that, maybe for me, I mean, I was the one who brought it up, so I'll say I was thinking that for the first 6 months or so, we do twice a month meetings, and then we revisit it then. And if AGP, so if the meetings need to be coordinated with having AGP already here, are there any other boards that meet twice a month?
No,
City Council.
No. The one thing I would like to check, and unfortunately we don't have Rob Schultz here with us today, because your bylaws state monthly, you might need to have those as special meetings. The other thing I would suggest, maybe before we go into this, is to reverse the order of your agenda and talk about your marketing and your budget first, because John Sorgenfrey, the city's marketing agent, is here to discuss that, and that might, depending on what he has to say and his suggestions, it might really dictate whether or not you need to meet and if there's a point in meeting twice a month. So I would throw that out to, and before deciding on meeting twice a month, it might be interesting to see what your schedule looks like.
I kind of agree with Joan, though. I think even if we are doing, you know, marketing and budget is obviously one of the things, but there's a lot of things to cover, not just our budget and marketing, which is, I think, I don't know how we would go about changing a bylaw. I agree just for the first 6 months to do maybe like every 2 weeks. So we would still land on the Thursday, but then land midway too. Just because there's so much to cover, I feel.
I have one suggestion, and I think Andrea brought this up, is you may, just so you don't have to go through all changing your bylaws, you may just have a...
I mean, if I'm wrong, a special meeting is one that's called, that's not your regularly scheduled meeting, so it can be placed at any point during the calendar month as long as it's noticed properly.
Right, and noticing is, I think, 72 hours in advance. You can call a special meeting. I would strongly recommend that. I think you're... Again, staff has concerns about meeting every 2 weeks, but I think you should look at your workload and determine whether or not you need a special meeting.
And a member could just say...
What are the rules governing a special meeting? Is it Robert's rules? Does
absolutely.
It have to have a separate agenda? Is it still
it's
subject to Brown Act and all that
always,
other stuff?
You're always subject to Brown Act, and you do have to post your agenda. It has to be... We televise all our Brown Act meetings.
Right.
So certainly. If you appointed a subcommittee, which is something else you could do, Community Promotions has a number of subcommittees, website subcommittee, public relations subcommittee. Those are not subject to televise, so that's something else you can look at.
So the
theoretically the marketing
committee could be a separate committee, not
you could appoint a subcommittee.
And I was going to as part of my presentation suggest maybe trying to divide up into some subcommittees. Maybe initially the whole board needs to look collectively, but then as we get further along, I think it would be wise to have some subcommittees, because then you can meet more frequently and you don't have to worry about a Brown Act, and you can communicate via email. And
yeah, I believe in Paso they did that. They split off into some subcommittees that work with the restaurant hotel group and work with the chamber, and another works with an events individual, and one of them works with media, like a Twitter media guy.
I mean, just as an example,
so,
if eventually the website obviously is going to be very important, so you could possibly have a website subcommittee. That subcommittee would meet with getting things implemented on the website, and then report back to the full board. The full board still gets to vote on the actions taken by the subcommittee.
I think that's the smarter way to go then, is to do subcommittees and special meetings, because then we don't have to worry about AGP and...
Agreed. So maybe we should move to B first, get through B, see where we're at, and see... we'll probably need to call a special meeting quickly, and then, you know, those may taper off as we move forward with our ideas.
And we can just move motions to do a subcommittee.
Yeah. So let's move on to B and come back to A. In our, unless anybody's opposed. Are there any opposed? Okay. So we'll move to B, our marketing budget. And for that, I believe I turn it over to Mr. Sorgenfrey.
Thank you. I'm going to go up to the podium and run this PowerPoint. Okay. Well, thank you. I believe most of you know me, but I think there may be a few that don't. I've been handling the marketing for the city for a number of years. I think it's certainly past a decade. And appreciate the opportunity to work with you on the BID. What I tried to do today is that to try to get things moving along. And as Joan mentioned, you know, we need to really get going because we want to get some things happening. So please look at this as a very, very preliminary budget, but I did want to get it detailed enough to where we actually had something to work from. And what I've tried to do is work with the city's budget and also incorporate the BID budget so there is no duplication of efforts. We don't have, you know, a city ad run right next to a BID ad, which I think would be a mistake. Also, just this morning had the approval by the city promotions committee to front load this budget. In other words, what that means basically is that we're going to craft the city budget to where we would spend more than we would normally spend in the fall and actually even toward the end of summer, knowing that the BID was going to be coming up into the fall to take that place of what we normally would have spent. So without having a loan from the city to loan us money, we're basically going to utilize the city money to get us started, and then the BID will come on top of that. And so where the city budget will be far less than it would have normally been in the spring, that's when the BID budget in late fall and spring would cover that. So that was sort of the strategy. So basically, as I mentioned, to front load the city promotions budget, start running late summer to kick start our efforts. We're feeling like that normally we would never run till, say, maybe September. We might want to do something as early as the end of July to try to get things going and spur. Because as we all know, it used to be in the old days when schools went back after the I always get the two mixed up, Labor Day. We had a great August, but we don't have a great August anymore because, unfortunately, the kids go back to school in mid-August, and then they take about 2 weeks to prepare for that, so there went our August. And so we've been starting to run advertising a lot earlier as the years have gone by because we felt like we needed it. With the current economy being what it is, I would suggest we get started right away. One of the things that we need to look at, and there's a budget item for trade shows, is we want to look at the trade show attendance to avoid duplication because the city, with the chamber, is going to some shows, the Sunset Magazine show, the LA Times, and set up a subcommittee or individual to coordinate with TJA regarding lodging packages for promotions. I think one of the things to make this whole campaign work successfully is we're going to need to work with the hoteliers in coming up with packages. We'd be able to advertise those, whether they be midweek packages. One of the things that I'll mention a little later on is that as far as events, we want to turn these events, that these day events or overnight stay events, we want to make those four-day events. So, but with that, we'd want to have lodging packages that would go along with the current events that we have. And that needs to come from the hotel owners and managers. So internet, now we get sort of into the website, or excuse me, the media plan. One of the things that I would suggest is go much more interactive. We do have some I have some suggestions for print advertising, but this would be running website advertising on the Modesto, Sacramento Bee, going down to Ventura for the Thousand Oaks Market on the Ventura Star, San Jose Mercury News, Los Angeles Times, Bakersfield, Fresno. So these are print publications, but I'm suggesting that we run on the websites of those print publications. And I can tell you that for their survival, all of the print that I've been dealing with, they're all changing to more web-oriented and less in the print because that's where their business is. Targeted email newsletters, this is actually an email campaign. We currently do this on a limited basis because it's somewhat expensive with the city promotions budget, but we can buy LA Times. Most people now, or a lot of people, are reading their paper online. So these are people who subscribe to the LA Times online. The nice thing about this is we can pinpoint our demographics. We can go empty nesters, $125,000 income, Orange County, a particular city. So we can really narrow that down. And it's also offered in the three Bs, Fresno Bee, Modesto, also the San Francisco Chronicle. And the nice thing about this is we have a really great mechanism for tracking. When we do this, we know exactly how many emails were sent, how many were opened, and then how many ultimately went to our website, so we can track the success of those. I know the Fresno Bee, I subscribed to that just because I wanted to see the type of advertising. I've been getting a lot of things from Monterey, packages and things like that, encouraging midweek travel. One of the things that I was going to emphasize is the whole special interest internet, public relations. This is all the digital marketing aspects, setting up blogs on the website. These would be controlled blogs. In other words, we would be looking at those submissions and making sure they were appropriate so we would be able to control the nature of those blogs. Set up a Facebook for Morro Bay, working with Twitter. and having contests to encourage people to become part of our Facebook. So we might have contests for, like, say, the first 300 people who sign up for Facebook. They're entered in a contest to win an overnight stay or something like that, because you really need to kind of get people going and get the thing salted first to get that type of exposure. Podcast, looking at doing some podcasts that we would create, RSS feeds, designs, e-newsletters, travel niche-related websites, placing PR stories on those websites, and then looking at TripAdvisor, because at TripAdvisor you actually have a homepage that you can use for free. You can put your videos on. They want you to make your site more valuable for their subscribers or their viewers. So it gets back into the whole social marketing, promote moral-based digital brand and image, reports on the website, blogs about visits to Morro Bay from fellow travelers, and Discover Your Better Nature internet campaign. So basically we want to encourage people to write about their stays in Morro Bay and start interacting collectively through the social media. So basically setting up a blog for bird watching, photography, different water sports, design our website so it's .mobi friendly. So basically people, when they bring their cell phones to Morro Bay, they want to book a reservation, they can go onto their cell phone. They may not have their laptop, so our website then would be geared toward being able to be viewed on a mobile phone. Text messaging offers and contests, setting up separate campaigns so we'd be able to get a little younger audience and offer a contest if they would sign up and let us text them, build a text list that way. And then also Morro Bay Today, setting up some web content that we could file every day, let people know what's happening specifically today in Morro Bay, the weather, any events, those types of things. So special interest web advertising, we're looking at one of the things that we can do with the added funds that we now have from the BID is run larger ads and run them more frequently. So looking at Sunset Magazine, and I have a very detailed media plan which I'll pass out to all of you, but these just kind of give you the overview of what I'm suggesting. And again, certainly up for discussion by you. Sunset Magazine, Westways, Travel 50 and Beyond is a national publication that we've had really great success with. So basically what we do is we have a radio station. We used to use one from Thousand Oaks. They come up. They spend a couple days here. We let them go wine tasting. They go horseback riding on the beach. They stay at our hotels. And then they report that to their audience as a live broadcast. So the show comes here. They do their broadcast here. And then we own that drive time station for two full days. And so we're looking at doing possibly more of those and expanding that out into the Monterey market as well. And then promotions, one of the suggestions that I would have is that we have a lot of great events right now, but turning those events into more of a, rather than a day or an overnight stay, looking at expanding those events to where we would be able to incorporate three and four night stays. And to do that, we have to come up with, I think, basically two things. One, we have to obviously have activities beyond just the Saturday or Sunday Harbor Festival. We'd have to have things occurring before that. Same with all of our contests, all of our events. But I think from the hotel standpoint, we also have to have lodging packages that would incorporate that. So give them some incentive to come early and stay late. So, you know, then some suggestions, possibly some new events would be the city's promotions group has talked about this as a 60s-70s revival. So a lot of people feel like Morro Bay is sort of kind of remaining in the 60s. That's the baby boomer generation, and maybe have a Volkswagen show along with that. So we have our classic car show. We'd have a Volkswagen show that would be vintage Volkswagens. A wine and food festival, and I know there's some talk about Sunset doing a Central Coast show, Sunset Magazine. Talked about maybe like crew races or even outrigger canoe races that we could do. And I know Avila Beach does these real successfully. They get about 50, 60 teams come in, and they spend the night. And if we had that as a 3 or 4 day event, we would increase the overnight stays there. And watchable wildlife, you know, maybe just certain events that occur at the different times of year, like we do with the Winter Bird Festival. The Photography Festival, as you all know, is one that's coming up in October. And I think that's sort of a model event is what I would suggest is where we have an upscale audience. They come, Thursday for introductory wine and food night, and then Friday they have seminars. Saturday they go out and they shoot. We have different things for them to do, and then Sunday's the big keynote speaker with George Lepp, who's a National Geographic photographer. Those are the kinds of things that I think we're going to need to do for events to try to encourage more overnight stays and benefit the stakeholders for the BID. So branding, my strong suggestion is that you don't abandon Discover Your Better Nature. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the city's money to promote that brand. I think that brand gives us the opportunity to really expand upon what somebody's better nature may be. It may be as easy as or simple as a walk on the beach. It could be as dramatic as kayaking or any of those things, but it gives us a good umbrella to brand Morro Bay because it's so beautiful here and there is so much to do and it is such a natural escape for people. So larger formatted ads telling our branding story. One of the things that we've been our challenge in the past is with the budget we've had, we've been able to run like little 1-inch ads, 1x5-inch ads in Sunset. It's difficult to tell a branding story with that. So larger ads where we can tell more about what the experiences here in Morro Bay are all about. And some of the things that I think it's important to emphasize is this natural escape, the beauty, certainly embrace our wine region that's nearby, bird watching, and the affordability of this destination, and then also its close proximity to Hearst Castle. And then our attributes are peaceful. It's a very family-friendly destination. It's fun, safe, it's diverse. There's a lot of different things people can do when they come. And centrally located for the entire Central Coast experience. So in other words, this is your place for your home base to explore Hearst Castle, to go wine tasting, but you all come back here and stay. So websites enhancements, just an overview of some of the features that I would think that might be appropriate. More coordination with our branding campaign. So whatever we're doing on our advertising side would be incorporated more into the website. We can certainly improve on the navigation, more user-friendly interaction, expand searchable database. And this is one that I would really look to the hoteliers on for your advice, but possibly putting a reservation booking agent onto the homepage. This wouldn't be necessarily where you would actually do your transaction on the homepage, but you would be able to see what hotels are available for those particular dates. And then expanded calendar of events with landing pages for each of those events. So the new features, more call to action, build your own itinerary feature, which we already have. We could expand upon that where people can go in, they can pick their reservation, they can pick their overnight stay, where they're going to be, what their activities are. They put this all into a shopping cart and they print it out. This has become our, next to the homepage, our second most used service on the website. So people want to plan and have their whole trip planned. I can tell you Pismo Beach is looking strongly at doing this. Some of the competitors that are currently have this reservation booking service on their homepage are Monterey, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, Ventura, San Francisco, Huntington Beach, Newport, City of San Luis Obispo soon, and Pismo maybe. So again, this is something that is really going to truly benefit the lodging interests. The cost that it's very, very preliminary, but it's not cheap. It's about $3,000 to $4,000 a month to do this. It's based on either a pay-per-click. I know that this would be something that I would suggest that the hotels not pay for, but it would come out of the BID budget. Because I think if we have to go to each hotel and ask them to pay, we might not be able to incorporate everybody. But this service would do all the work. I mean, they would basically mine all the different hotels' websites, find out what the availability is for stays. We would also get a searchable database from the service, too. And what I was thinking, since I don't know, I'm not a representative of the company, wouldn't be anything that I would mark up or get any commission from, maybe have the rep come and talk to you, make a presentation, because they probably could tell you more exactly how it works and if you're interested in doing something like that. So finally, the
John, is that the only player in this arena?
No, there's others. I know that there's certainly Expedia, but I know that they charge a pretty hefty fee. I know that some of the ones that I showed, like Oxnard, Santa Barbara, they're not all using Jackrabbit. But I could find out and do some little research on all the different other companies. I just picked Jackrabbit because they had been done some things locally.
Yeah, I know it was thoroughly vetted by the county prior to them and bracing it. Just the technology seems to change at a rapid clip.
Absolutely.
And there's always somebody new on the horizon, so I don't know.
Well, I think we should definitely look at, you know, at least a few others just for price, too, because, you know, it's pretty expensive to use this service. And so examples of the – excuse me, it wasn't that much. It was about $1,500 per month, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500, because what they did is they went on compete.com and just looked at our website and what we were getting as far as page views and unique visits, and they estimated that that's probably what it would be. So it's about $1,500 a month. So this is I have a very detailed budget, which I'll pass out to you guys today, and you can take a look at that. What I did is I prepared the city. You'll see the city budget, which has been approved by the council, and how that works in conjunction with the BID budget. But I have, from my understanding, we're going to have two separate budgets. They won't total. They'll work together, but they won't mold together, just because of one's been approved by the council and, you know, the different funds and how they're supplied. But this is how the breakdown is, and some of this was provided to me by John Sulu, that he gave me some of these categories, so I incorporated those. Branding the internet campaign, which is basically the whole advertising effort. This includes both the website advertising as well as print, would be $182,000 roughly. Public relations, $18,000. Meeting and conference advertising, $14,000. Collateral materials, $20,000. Contingency fund, which is basically, for the better word, a fire sale fund. So as we have opportunities that come up, if a magazine has somebody fall out, we can get those ads for half price. Also, maybe something that we haven't planned for that comes up, we would have a large contingency fund. Promotions really centers around events and promoting those events. And also maybe some hard costs to develop those events. The booking agent, Jackrabbit, as I mentioned, would be maybe $8,000 a year to do that. Co-op advertising with ourselves as well as with the county, as we just heard a presentation from the county, CVB. I think we can stretch our dollars quite a bit if we can have a successful co-op campaign, so we put quite a bit of money there. The whole social media arena, $35,000. Website enhancements, working off the website and designing it. Possibly significant redesign would be $40,000. Advertising design, this would be for the art design collateral, $10,000. Trade show and outreach, which we probably need a great deal more discussion about, but I put a substantial amount of money there, $25,000. Ad fulfillment, we have to figure out some way for you to fulfill all the different ad responses, and so my recommendation would be certainly work with the Chamber, since they're currently doing that, and they have already established Visitor Center, and they are funded in part by the city. And operating expense, and I've just guessed at this, this would be $4,000. This would be for the things you need to do, mailing, all of those types of things. And then a film industry outreach, which would be determined, you know, this could include some trade shows. Also, there's magazines that have of scouts that we would try to appeal to have them shoot their commercials and films here. So that's the total budget of $479. That was what I was given. I think this is fairly conservative, but if we, for some reason, weren't collecting those funds, it certainly wouldn't.
It's almost every conversation about every event that's come up is, well, the BID can help with that. The BID can help with that. So I have a feeling that just as we had, for example, we had the VCB come forward and ask us very kindly to help fulfill what the city has been unable to fulfill, I believe that those kinds of requests are going to be coming forward pretty steadily in a stream and pretty straightforward and readily. Where in your budget do you allocate for that, if you do? And if so, how do you see that fulfillment process to them working? I was thinking more in the lines of, for example, them submitting a pro forma to us and then us seeing what the value is and then having some formula to base that makes what we may give to, say, the Harbor Festival for promotion of hotels a value-based.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and I know this happened with Pismo Beach because the minute that we started talking about events, then all of a sudden there were people coming about an ice cream social and, you know, different things, and your money could very quickly go away. I think that the probably you can get back to the legalities of it, that this money has to be spent for the stakeholders' benefit. So if it doesn't help overnight stays and doesn't help put people in rooms, I think you're safe to respectfully say, sorry, we can't fund you, because we have one charge here, and that's to benefit our stakeholders, which are the hotels. So if there's an event that comes up that you feel comfortable that it's going to put heads on pillows, then that's something that, you know, that you could incorporate. But the $18,000 that I put toward promotions was really to advertise the events. It's not, I mean, if we wanted to have an event and hire a promoter and create a whole new event, it's going to be a lot more money, but I wouldn't recommend doing that, at least out of the gate. But I guess to answer your question, I think that it's really to set, you know, is why you have a budget, so you can say, I'm sorry, we just don't have the budget for that, but it also doesn't fit with our plan. If there's an event that comes up, or Peter has an event that's been designed where it's going to really function to put people in the hotels, then that's something you may want to fund and help with. Does that answer the question?
So it's not on there basically now.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Where on there would that section B, or where do you
see that? To fund particular events that come before you?
No, assuming we want to, John.
Assuming we want to, assuming it's legal, where in there would you see the money coming
from?
Well,
you could take it certainly out of the contingency fund of $45,000. You could take it out of the promotions of $18,000.
And I would imagine this is pretty loose, because when you detail it, it's tough to spend $35,000 in social media, and I don't know what we'd spend $10,000 in film industry for, what the outreach prospect is of that.
Yeah, that really came from, I know John had put even actually a little bit higher amount there. I put that in courtesy to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just have to maybe, if you're concerned about that, or if the board's concerned about that, is that we take a good look at the marketing budget and decide to beef up the contingency section if you think we need to be more fluid in terms of its first year of operation. And then, but, you know, I mean, that also leaves you open to and subject to lots of people coming forward to do it. So, I don't know, I guess we
I think that it's probably good to set some standards right away on what you're going to even hear. And again, I think the easy way to do that, and it's true, is that it's got to benefit the stakeholders. Legally, you can't spend the money. And Mike, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is like that huge category of social media could also incorporate web optimization, search engine optimization. And it's sort of a kind of an overview of the whole web social media thing. It could involve shooting videos, and, you know, it's not just going to be submitting things to, you know, TripAdvisor. I mean, it's got to have to be a little bit more than that, too. And if you actually, you know, hired outside contractors for some of these things, I mean, that would give you enough money to be able to do some of those things, too.
I have a couple of questions, John.
Sure.
First one being the 479-080. With debilitating revenues, and I understand that we're flexible within that,
right.
I just want to be assured that when we get around to next summer, which is probably the time when we really want to throw some money at advertising, we still have some money left. So that would be my concern, that the 479-080 is actually a good number.
Mm-hmm. Which, that was the number I was given, so that would
okay.
be something.
Who gave
at.
It to you?
John Sulu.
Let's back into something else then.
The city budget is $480,000. The city has set aside $480,000 for us. That does not mean that we will get that. So we do need to be very, very conservative with what we have.
Just to clarify, that's an estimate that we have based on future years, previous years' numbers. So, you know,
we take 30%.
That money's not going to be committed, you know, all at one time. I mean, it would be over the whole course of the year.
My second question is, we got to the marketing portion pretty quick. I generally, when looking, you know, my experience is in multiple markets, and we enter a marketplace and we take over a hotel or whatever we're doing, whether it's here in Palm Springs or wherever, we go in and do a SWOT analysis with where we look at our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, so that we understand if we are marketing to our strengths. And I know you've been here 10 years, so it's probably something some people could do on the back of an envelope, but have there been a SWOT analysis done on the city.
Yeah, there was the Morro Bay, it's a little dated now, participated in a countywide research study. But I think that you made a good point in that a lot of the research that would be done if we hired an outside firm to come in and do something like that, I could probably tell you in about 45 minutes. I mean, I think that it's pretty clear where we're at, what our challenges are, but I certainly don't mind putting some money toward that.
I'm not advocating for that because we have good experience here, but if we can
figure out
how to subcommittee that.
And I think that'd be very valuable.
That subcommittee come back and report on strengths, because we have to deal with we're voted in, and for the most part, if we don't perform, we'll be voted out. I mean, I'll probably vote myself out if we can't get,
right,
good traction in terms of results, which leads me to my second, I guess, question. And is there any statistics we could look at for 5 to 8 year trends on how Morro Bay's performance been for both occupancy, average rate, and RevPAR? And I know the city has had in itself quite a few up and downs. I mean, we lost Duke Energy. We lost the fishing industry for the most part. We have to look at that and correlate and see what the impact is of these losses to the city are, so that we could really understand how we move the needle. Because if we currently our plan here lacks any measurement for, I mean, the ultimate measurement is if we all do better, so therefore we're paying more taxes. I guess the ultimate measurement is to pay more taxes. Not really, but the ultimate measurement would be to, but we have to have other measurements. If we can have some sort of metrics in which we can increase website visits, increase RFPs into the website, I think we need to, as a board, come up with some of those statistical things for us to look at. Otherwise, we'll just not serving our constituency, I guess.
No, I think those are all good, and I think that I think it would be, on any marketing plan, the first thing I do is have goals and objectives. And I think really the true objective is fairly simple, in that we want to increase TOT, we want to increase occupancy, we want to have more people staying in Morro Bay. But I think to do that also, I think it is important. And even though, Mike, we might all know it, it's not a bad thing to write down and say, these are our weaknesses, and we need to figure out a way to overcome these. And I'm certainly willing to, do that on a preliminary basis, because I think I do have a fairly good knowledge of it, and I do other competitors in the marketplace and outside of the area to say what some of the strengths and weaknesses are. And work on that and have that to look at, because we need to combat those. And some we'll be able to deal with and some we won't, and some of them are kind of obvious. And I guess the other thing is, and that gets really more into the creative aspects, which, I prepared a little bit about the branding, but we need to embrace some of the things that are negatives and make them positives, and the affordability is certainly one of those.
Yeah, it used to be. I don't know. Rates are coming down across the state.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, affordability relative to, say maybe Pismo or somebody like one of those competitors.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I mean, I think it would be a good idea to kind of prioritize, because that's kind of a big chunk right there. And, it's a thorough chunk, I'd say. But I think if we kind of prioritize some of those things, especially just starting out and maybe not knowing exactly how much money is going to be coming in, and to target maybe 5 or 6 of those things, and let's do those really well and then see how things progress and then maybe expand it beyond that.
Okay.
That
I think that's one of the things about having the city sort of pick up the ball right now, because, for instance, if we're going to run in Sunset Magazine, I mean, in July we're already booking September. So, and again, that would be a good way to prioritize, to say, okay, we feel comfortable, we want to do that.
Okay, but it says and county. So is that with the county or is that on our own?
That's co-oping on our own and the cost we're doing with the county. And again, this is
preliminary,
totally,
and I understand
just a place
that.
Yeah, we need to start with that grand total number, because I'm really suspect
I think you're
that grand total number. I think that grand total number is very, very
high.
Optimistic at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be looking theoretically at a number that's closer to 350,000.
Right.
But we, I mean, you know.
And that's probably the place to start. I mean, that's normally how I would work. I mean, a client gives me the budget, you know, says this is what we want to spend, and then I work from that. So,
right.
And I would definitely suggest shooting lower than higher. And I can give you an example with Pismo. You know, everybody was talking about how they had $800,000 to spend. Well, they missed the summer collection, so you had to immediately take $175,000 off of that budget. And had we not done that, we would have overspent. So, yeah.
No, I think that we should actually, I don't know if this is an appropriate at this point appropriate, but we should make a motion to look at a $350,000 budget.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an appropriate motion because I haven't read Robert's rules of whatever it is.
30%, as I beg your pardon?
143,000 you would take off.
143 off, so yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think we'll be 30% off.
Right, but if you want to get extremely conservative.
I think it's important that we remember.
Well, I want to spend the money,
I'm
too.
Go
I think it's important
down.
That, thank you, John. I think it's important that we remember that for the first year, we're collecting at a higher percentage than we are at the second year, too. I think it's also important right. that we remember that if we exceed our budget in collection, if
we get it the next year.
We keep it and right. we hang on to it for the following year. So it's very important for us to remember it's not like the money disappears back into the general fund. That's
right.
our money to keep and use for the fulfillment purposes of the BID stakeholders.
And keep in mind, too, that you know, which is not shown on here, is there's $130,000 that is going to go toward advertising promotion from the city budget. So
from the promotions committee.
Which is, I'm saying that you add that onto the 350.
Significant.
Right.
It's significant, right.
I think we should make a motion to do a subcommittee for the budget. Or I make a motion to do a subcommittee.
Well, I think we need to backtrack. Did you make a motion that we move to $350,000 on the budget? Was that a motion that's on the table?
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I could stop. I could not make that motion based on the fact that we want to do a subcommittee. That seems more logical. But I think what we want to do is definitely, you know, look at some trending and stuff, so a subcommittee seems appropriate.
Great. Okay, then I'll turn to you. He's backtracked off this motion.
I will make a motion to do a subcommittee for the budget.
Keeping
so
in mind
a budget subcommittee.
Keeping in mind that really nothing can get done until there's a budget that's established, right? So that
I think the subcommittee would look at what to do for the budget. They would probably look at that issue of the...
Yeah, but then they have to come back to the committee
right.
here for a vote. And
right.
So if we do this once a month, you're now into the middle of, you know, if we subcommittee, if we make a... I just want to logic this out. I'm not
right.
arguing either way. If we make a motion that we're a $350,000 budget, we could start the process of advertising, I would think, even if we are loosely in there with a... budgeted print and internet advertising of half that, we could start the process. But without a budget, I would think that we cannot spend anything. But I'll look to Andrea to tell me that.
Well, you've got a plan in front of you. I think the first step is if you want to decrease the amount of money that you have in your budget, you certainly can. I think John pointed out, and it's a good point. You're not going to spend your whether it's 350 or 460, you're not going to spend it all in the first month. I think we do need to be a little bit cautious in our spending, but we can start to spend whenever we're ready to spend. You've got, you know, you've got the,
okay.
the budget allocated.
Even if you, but this is not really any. That's just if we accept this as a budget.
Which is not what we're doing.
You need to. It's a good to get a preliminary. A budget is a plan. A budget isn't in stone. You can.
Oh, I
and
you.
If I can finish, and one thing I would just caution you, and I know we're all new. A lot of us are new to the board. Is that it's really important to make sure that one person finishes speaking before another starts, because AGP tries to focus on who's speaking so the public out there can notice what we're doing. So that's really important, and we need to do that today. But you can't once the board approves some sort of budget or approves a budget, you can start spending. It sounds like you want to have a subcommittee to determine what your amount is and where you want to prioritize that. But we can start doing the work as soon as you're ready. I would remind you that the Community Promotions Committee has front loaded their budget to start to put more into the beginning of the year. so that you have a little bit of time to decide what you want to do. And that's something that's already in place.
Okay.
So budget subcommittee to look at amounts and specifically where you want to start. That would make sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think for my benefit, what I would hope today would be, one, to have the board say to the budget subcommittee that we'd like for you, the budget subcommittee, to look at 350 because we feel like that's a realistic amount. And then we could maybe have a little more discussion, give the budget subcommittee and through them myself, you know, some of the things that were shown today, you know, that we can take as a budget subcommittee. So we come back and we're a little closer to what the board, and Mike's absolutely right, that what would happen is the board's going to decide on the budget. Subcommittee is going to do a little bit of the detail work, so we're not all trying to do it collectively. And then they come back with a little bit more detailed budget and say, how's this look? We still massage it a little bit. We do have the immediacy, but yet the good news is that the city's advertising for us right now and will be for the next few months. So if we do this in the next, you know, month, it's not like we're going to fall off a cliff. Decide on a budget, you know, and start placing ads. And so that's what my recommendation would be, as Peter said, you know, give the budget subcommittee some direction. Then hopefully what we would do is come back to the next board and have a little more detailed budget, one that we could actually, you know, make some decisions on.
So let me ask you, John, your time frame, because I still feel like we should hit the ground running. Would you be able to meet with the subcommittee within the next, say, 10 days so that we could hold a special meeting within the next 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You would. So he's available for that, for all those of you who might be interested in being doing backflips and being on that subcommittee. So is there any more discussion on the subcommittee? Let's go there. Okay, then she's made a motion. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. all, yes?
No, go ahead. I'll make a comment after.
So then all in favor of us having a subcommittee? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, then we will be forming a subcommittee. Are there volunteers for that subcommittee? Peter, you'll volunteer? I'll volunteer if...
I'll volunteer as well.
Okay, we cannot have more than three, is that correct?
You're correct.
We cannot have more than three.
Unless anybody else wants.
Yeah, unless anybody else wants to. Tell me if you really wanted to, Mike.
Mike might be good.
No, I just, yeah, I mean, we'll, it comes back to this committee, right? We have more discussion about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I'm fine to listen to whatever he has to say.
Yeah. Okay. We have a subcommittee, and we will reach you via email this afternoon. If you could throw some dates back to us, dates and times that you would be available with something prepared, that would be great. And then maybe we could do it within the next 8 to 10 days so that we could have a special meeting in the next 14 days.
Okay. It might be helpful, just take a little bit of time. I did get some comments as I presented it, but anything else that the board wants to dictate to the or advise the subcommittee on would be helpful, so I get a little closer to the mark, too. If there's some things that, like, if we don't want to do any of the film advertising, then, you know, that's a place that I can save 10 grand.
So you could know. They send you, pardon me, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can't really do emails because that's going to be a violation of the Brown Act, so we'd probably need to do it collectively here.
Do you have a copy of this for everyone?
I can give you that. Yeah, I can send that slide.
Maybe what we should do is just every... Or I guess it would be just open for discussion, then we would all talk about right now?
Yeah, it's absolutely... It can't go via email because of the Brown Act. That's why there's a subcommittee, so we're going to have to... If anybody has anything that they'd really like to see the subcommittee hit upon...
Yeah, I would like to see the contingency beefed up to somewhere around 150,000 and remain at that 479,080 number. So I don't know if we could really get in detail down that 479,080 number, and the contingency will help us do that. And then you just have to, I would think, then I'd leave it up to discussion on what the priorities are.
Mm-hmm. So we're Just so I'm clear, we're still staying with 479 when increasing the contingency, or?
Well, yeah, if you increase the contingency, there's numbers in the middle that have to give, correct?
Right.
Right. So, but still.
Well, at this point, I don't know how the number was derived, if there's a math to it. I think it was five-year trend or something like that. Maybe we may not be off it by that much. I mean, maybe.
It's based on the 1.6 million.
Well, it certainly is.
Is that the revenue number? Is 1.6?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. The revenue number.
It certainly is one way to do it, is to stick with the 479, but have a much larger unspent category.
Right.
That would.
That's right.
And deal with that, and yeah. Okay.
I think that for me, and again, because we're also. Just exploring this, you know, I don't know how we're going to handle trade shows. You know, if we're going to have hoteliers volunteer to go to the shows, we're going to pay somebody to go. Are we going to go to shows across the country? You know, there's a lot of money in there right now for that because I'm anticipating that we're going to do that. But if we don't, and we rely on Peter's group and say, Peter, we want to pay the chamber to go to three more shows. Then that budget we can really fine-tune, too. I just put a lot of money in there because I wasn't sure how we were going to handle that aspect of it and how you guys all felt about trade shows.
I'd like us to really take a look at the whole social media aspect. I think this is, you know, I got to say I was with some friends a week and a half ago, and we were talking about 18 years ago when we worked in a hotel, and we sat around for an hour and talked about whether we were going to let an outlet come into the hotel to sell these new things called cell phones, and was it really going to be popular? Would they really pop? And, you know, was there a need for it? And so now I sit here and I look at this whole Twitter thing, and I, you know, I see this social media as a growing, and not necessarily with people in our demographic, but the next set of people to come up and come through Morro Bay. So I think that, you know, reaching out and, you know, expanding our fingers out into that market could be beneficial for us. So I really want to look at the social media and see exactly where that 35,000 would go and what it would be used for and what kind of benefit it could give us.
John, I'm sorry.
I'm finished.
Okay. John, you mentioned you have a line item budget on each particular line item, a breakdown budget.
I have a little more detail as far as like the print, you know, publications and all of that. The social media, again, I sort of looked at that as, you know, there are certain things that we would definitely want to do immediately, like a Facebook. You know, that's paying somebody to create those. It's paying for the time to salt those. That 35,000 is sort of a contingency for social media because that kind of evolves too. It's hard to say, here's exactly what we're going to do. I took a lot of money, I think, Joan, for the same reason that you said. You know, I think it's important. And I think it is something that we have to, you know, address. So to come up exactly, specifically, you know, line by line, probably wouldn't be able to do that. But there are certain things we'd want to implement right away. And it's more on a time basis to, you know, to have somebody create a Facebook for us and then develop that.
I guess my question would be, if we're going to omit something, then the trade shows in particular, do you have that detailed out, which ones we'd be – okay. So this is just – right.
I mean, I have some
other
in
than
mind.
The print,
I have like NTA,
you probably have print,
and,
right?
You know, something like. I mean, I could certainly make suggestions of ones we're not going to that would be appropriate. But I took the 25,000, just not knowing, you know, what you guys thought was going to be important. But I can certainly make recommendations to shows that we're not currently going to that we'd want to go to.
Okay, so for me, I feel that it's important that we definitely get the subcommittee to meet as soon as possible and then get back here and get to us so that we can, as a group, a collective group, a whole group, make really an informed and educated decision and get the budget and get the wheels spinning. So would this be the time when we might make a motion for a special meeting to be called to review the budget process?
You can do that, or we can wait till the subcommittee meets and
depending on people's availability for that meeting, and then look at when your next meeting would be. I mean, you can. It's going to be difficult to set a special meeting date right now because we don't know availability of this hall, and that's going to be something we're going to need to fool around with. We can certainly do a special meeting, ask about your availability in terms of we do that on the email, so we can, once their subcommittee meets or you know the date of your subcommittee meeting, we can send an email out to you, Bridget will, and say, are you available on this date, and we can coordinate that. I'm hesitant to set a time now or a place now because we might have to change based on availability.
All right, then.
Could I make one other suggestion that might be helpful? And this gets back into the whole SWOT analysis and everything, is maybe I can certainly take, you know, make my efforts to what I consider strengths and weaknesses and kind of where we are, you know, sort of like the old marketing thing, where have we been, where are we now, where we want to be. But maybe by the time for our next meeting, even this individual board could write down the, you know, it sounds simplistic, but it would be helpful, write down the five most positive things about Morro Bay and the five most negative things as it comes to, again, back to our mission, which is increase overnight stays. And I can prepare mine. And I think that with emails, as long as there's no interaction, I mean, each individual can send me information. It's just that we cannot have a trail. In other words, I can't copy Mike on what I got sent. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I mean, that would help me along. And
our subcommittee, their subcommittee, can do a SWOT analysis of the city, of where we are, and then make a, you know, our committee can make a presentation on that. Is that anybody unlogical, logical? Is there?
I think it's a great idea.
We can.
Is that your motion?
It could be. I'm just, yeah, I make a motion that we have a subcommittee that develops a SWOT analysis in conjunction with the promotions committee. But I really can't speak for them, so I don't know how that works. Anybody want to fill me in on that?
Well, they're not going to meet until next month, so what we could do is would logically be to go to them and say, this is what we're doing, and we'd like to get some input from the promotions committee regarding doing the SWOT analysis. That's about the only way I could see to make it happen. It's going to be a little delay, but we'd still get their input.
Meanwhile, our SWAT team could meet and
I like that SWAT team.
Yeah, could meet and get together with them and see if they're interested in farming. Okay, so do we have a second on that motion?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, then. All in favor of forming the SWAT team from the BID committee?
Aye.
Yeah.
Opposed? None? Okay, then it's just the formation, and again, we can have three and not four volunteers.
I'll volunteer.
And I'll volunteer, but I'm gone for the next 2 weeks.
So if we are trying to fast track this, I can't get together.
I don't think there's a reason to fast track it because we can't meet anyway till.
And I'm happy to, in the meantime, prepare at least, you know, what's in my mind right now and get that started. So
great, we have our SWAT team. Okay,
Chair Solo, can we go back real quickly? I, for the purpose of the minutes, I've got that the budget subcommittee had. I only have two issues, particularly that I picked out from your conversation, and that was social media and the contingency amount. Was it also film? Or are you just going to wait really for that subcommittee to meet before you determine exact topics of discussion?
Well, is there anything else that anybody would like to put forward to Mr. Sorgenfrei to detail out for the subcommittee that you would like to have the subcommittee take a hard look at?
Or if there's something that you just feel like you don't even want to, or you even want to spend the money because...
Yeah. I personally think low, and I'm on the committee, but for public comment, I think the meeting conference and the film industry should be low priority personally for what our Morro Bay has to offer. I think would be low priority on money issues. Because meeting conferences, we've only got the Inn at Morro Bay that has meeting conferences currently. So $14,000 to advertise for meetings, how is that going to benefit the entire stakeholders? Would be my first thing.
Well, there's other places to have meetings in this city. The Bird Festival doesn't meet at the Inn at Morro Bay. The Harbor Festival doesn't.
It's true.
There's the golf course.
It's true.
There's where we have the business forum. So there are other places to meet besides the Inn at Morro Bay.
But I think that like the Bird Festival is more of an event as opposed to trying to attract meeting planners, you know, to come, because that 14,000, I perceive that would be going into like smart, you know, smart meetings or something like that, publications. So if we don't feel like that we have enough
satellite venues, right?
I'm just thinking to get money.
Okay, well, we can look at that, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just saying to look at that, because we have to put this on public record of what to look at, correct?
No.
No?
Not necessarily. I was just trying to get to make sure the minutes are complete. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything, but
okay.
You can, you know, your subcommittee can talk about what you want to talk about. That might help John to have a feel for what you're interested in. So I added that. If that's a consensus.
Now, John, did you still want us to email you about what we felt the best and the worst about Morro Bay, the five things? Okay.
Okay, so I think that gives us a good start, and then you'll get to the subcommittee on dates that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
And I'll just say right now, I mean, I'll make myself available. I mean, I know we need to get going, so we'll try to get it fast-tracked.
Okay. So marketing budget, we're going to move forward. That's B under new business. We're going to move forward with that by forming a subcommittee as a review for everyone, and then coming back with a specially held meeting that will TBA upon availability of the space and the staff and us and the video.
And we'll certainly do everything we can. I'm not concerned about being able to find a space or that. We'll just, once you set your subcommittee meeting, we'll have a much better idea what we're talking about.
Okay. All right. And then I think we should probably take a look at the website and then move to the regularly scheduled meeting. Is that what you want to do?
Yep, up to you.
No.
That's what we're discussing. He's asking everybody if there's a BID section on this. Okay, so here is our website, Discover Your Better Nature, Discover Morro Bay. So I guess the question is, how will the website work? How would this website, if we were to choose to go with this website as a committee, how would this work with the BID? How do we see it functioning?
I do know that John has some, and you haven't reviewed those. I'm mixing our meetings because we reviewed with website statistics at our previous meeting.
Right.
We might want to look at those.
Sure.
To get the feel for where the hits are, how the hits are happening now, just as a basis of information.
I was thinking, too, should somebody maybe clarify with everybody, too, what is the city and what the chamber? Because isn't there cities in charge of, like, the home page and then the chambers in charge? You know, isn't this a complex website as it is?
Thanks. Well, if I could just say that the involvement has been where the chamber actually owns the site. But the funding for really the development of the site is really paid by for the city. And there's a little kind of a misnomer that the only thing we have is the homepage, which is not correct. The bulk of the site is visitor serving. And if you look at it, you can see that it's plan a trip. I mean, it's activities, it's events, it's lodging. I mean, there's a whole searchable database for lodging. So it's a visitor site. It also houses the chamber's activities as well, which is sort of the back end of the site, where about chamber mixers and things like that that the visitor might not be interested in. So the legality part of it is something that I can't really address because I'm not a lawyer, but there has been discussion that there's a problem possibly if there's businesses on there that aren't stakeholders. In other words, if there's hotels that are in Cambria, I mean, how do we get around that? And that's something that I think, you know, Rob Schultz can tell us. I mean, I guess first we have to learn what do we need to do, and then we have to determine how can we do it. I'm hoping we can do it because I think we have a really great website. It certainly could be improved. All sites can be improved, and they always should be ever-changing. But it would save us a lot of money to be able to work off this platform. Plus, we've spent a lot of money telling people to go to morrobay.org. In fact, part of the statistics that we look at, and one of the things that's coming around to you, if you look at no referral, it's 59%. That's 59% of the people that typed in morrobay.org to get there. So they're responding to our advertising, and they're also familiar with that's how they go to Morro Bay. They didn't type into Google and type in Morro Bay. They typed in morrobay.org. That's a really high referral rate, or no referral rate. So if you'd like, I can kind of cover what – this is the statistics that we look at each month. Right now, the site in the last – currently from January 1 through July 15th, we had 141,000 user sessions. We had 586,000 page views. We have a email newsletter database. These are people who have said, yes, please send me information about Morro Bay on an ongoing basis. I'm accepting that. So we have a total of almost 7,300 people who are on our email newsletter list, which, again, the BID can certainly utilize as a way to communicate packages and events and things like that. And it's obviously no cost to do that other than the design of the newsletter. So in a month, and I think this is a pretty good representation, we had almost 28,000 people, total 8,000 user sessions for the site. Now, this is between the period of June 15th through July 15th. So it's middle of the month, middle of the month.
Is that our peak month?
July probably will be, yes. And as you and I can give you some statistics to show how the year goes. But usually, what happens is we start, you know, right around March. It starts increasing month by month, hits high in the summer, and then it starts going down in the fall. And then our lowest times are January, February. It really coincides with TOT, and it's also when people want to find out when they're actively traveling. We do optimize the site. We do not spend a lot of money doing that, but it shows up on Google pretty predominantly if you type in Morro Bay or Morro Bay, California. We do pretty well there, and as you can see on the bottom portion, it talks about how what the favorite sites are, and obviously the homepage usually is the number one. Well, right behind that is that trip builder thing that we had just recently put into the site, and that's where people can go in and plan their whole trip and then have a printable itinerary. And library images is basically photos. So that's another new feature that we put in recently. We have a photo library, and we have a photo contest. So what people can do is they can submit their photographs. Our agency actually gets the photos. We make sure they're appropriate before we put them on the site. They write a little description on their own individual property sites.
I have a question for Peter. To get on the site, you have to be a member of the chamber?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Anyone can get on the site.
I mean a hotel, if a hotel is advertised on the site. Is there a hotel? Can you go to the travel section of it? Yeah, plan a trip.
Or no, actually, probably the lodging page.
The lodging page.
No, since this is supported with city funds, everybody in the city can participate.
No, I understand. If you're outside of the city, what is like a Cayucasan or something like that?
I guess the question is, how many outside of the stakeholder lodging entities do you think we have? And I won't hold you to the number, but a guess.
Five.
So maybe like the Back Bay Inn and maybe something in Cayucas.
Yeah,
three to five.
Okay.
And I think the other part, maybe we weren't asking this, but just to clarify too, you don't have to be a chamber member to be on the lodging section.
No.
And that's true for all the businesses because we went through this some time ago that since the site is supported through public funds, mm-hmm. everybody can participate that's in the city.
Okay. I have the next question I have. Who's doing the statistics here?
I am. I mean, as far as we go into the back end of the site and
right.
pull these out.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting to note that there is no Morro Bay hotels as a top keyword. So, you know, generally the way in search works is the customers citing their destination and citing a hotel or what they're going to do, Morro Bay surfing, Morro Bay something. And I don't see Morro Bay hotels anywhere, which it would indicate that a lot of people using this site are not hotel buyers.
And I'll check and see where their trip, you know, that trip builder incorporated that, because you're right, because I know lodging used to show up, and it may be part of that trip builder category, because as they're building their trip, they're going into the lodging section too. But I'll find that out.
I remember at previous, and this is going to promotion committee, lodging was, I remember at one point, the second I remember a couple months ago. Even,
I have a feeling that, and I'll double check how this is showing up. Since we added that plan a trip, it may have taken the place of lodging. So I'll make sure I'll clarify that.
I think that's when it probably changed over, because I remember commenting one time on how it was the second page was the lodging page.
But usually it is, and it may be because of that new feature put on the site that they're actually going to lodging, but it's called plan a trip. So I'll find out.
Yeah, I would think that. It would be one important measurement tool.
Absolutely.
Beyond TOT is how many websites visits mm-hmm. we can generate.
Right.
But have you looked at any third-party parties that can do website statistics in a more robust – I mean, I know Google even supplies an analytics that's more
robust. Yeah, we actually – and I shouldn't say we do it. I mean, the site's built on Elements, which is a new image technology company.
Okay.
And we utilize their company. So this basically is the software that they do. And there are a lot more, and that may be something that we want to do going forward, you know, to have a lot more statistics because it's all there. I mean, we just need to mine it.
And does have you talked to anybody about even though there's only 3 to 5 entities that are lodging that would not be stakeholders, have you talked to or have you put any thought into how to handle that? For example, if there's a BID page, where does that come up versus where they come up, even though they're paying their dues and they're members of the chamber?
I haven't really considered that. I mean, that's something that if it gets into the legal problem where we need to do that, or if the board decides that they don't want, you know, they want to have them have less exposure, then we just need to figure out how we're going to do that. And that's really going to be, you know, something Peter has to decide upon, too.
Well, we just need to look at it. There's in the subcommittee would certainly look into more detail about how they want to proceed as a BID, if you have a separate page just for the BID or different sites. It just depends on how you want to approach it.
I personally think we need to enhance morobay.org and not try to reinvent the wheel with a new website, personally.
No, I agree with that 100%. That'd be silly to go any other way, but especially at the beginning. But how you want to enhance it as a BID is something that we need to look at.
And I can tell you that it's not lost on me that the hotels are, you know, paying for the BID. I mean, they're the stakeholders. So what I would suggest in doing with the website, I think we have a lot going for us as far as destination. I think what we need to do, and that's one reason, again, not to keep beating this like a dead horse, but the reservation page, things like that, whatever we need to do to get people booking more rooms and feeling like they need to go to this site to do that, and whatever we can do to increase that that exposure, that's what my goal would be for the website.
A pretty good share of Morro Bay. I don't know how big the whole market is, how many hits Morro Bay itself. I guess that this is just what's referring sites. I don't know how big Morro Bay itself is. Do you have any stats on that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think a call to action is appropriate. I agree with Michelle. Put a call to action up there and stick with the website.
Well, and one of the things that, I don't want to dwell on the past, but Michelle can back me up on this, and this is something that I hope the hotels can help us with, is that we need packages. And I can't create packages. So I really think to make this whole campaign even work, as simplistic as it sounds, is we've got to get together and come up with some packages that are going to be appropriate for visitors. And what I would love to see on the homepage is a tile that says, check out our special value packages. And you click on that, and then you go to a whole page. The problem's been in the past is we've had one or two hotels participate, so it doesn't look like we have anything going for us. And that's actually worse than not having anything. So what we need is some real interest to say, and it's a shame because it's great exposure and it's going to increase room nights, is to formulate some packages and have restaurants and hotels get together and activities, and we can have a romance package, we can have, I mean, all these things. We have a searchable database now, so they could search, we could augment that and have them search packages. You know, if they want a romance package, if they want a high adventure package, if they want a, you know, all of these could be umbrellaed under Discover Your Better Nature, too.
We, as a chamber, we in conjunction with the city in their rec department, recognized the softball tournaments that they held each year, and realized that there's over 5,000 to 6,000 contestants, you know, or players that enter these, not counting family and all of the other things. So it was a very interesting look how that got overlooked. So what we did is with Joe Woods, we put together a package of about 12 to 15 hotels, and we put them in a matrix form. And then we did the same thing with restaurants, and they offered, in this case, it was buy one, get a second meal 50% off. And then there were activities, and all the activities in Morro Bay that you can do, including horseback riding and all kinds of things. And we put this in a great little, actually the city put this together, Karen, put it in a matrix form and folded it in a nice little package and had an ID card to it, and it had an expiration date. So it was when they entered the contest at the softball tournament, they issued this to them, and they could go to each one of the participating hotels or restaurants or activities and get their discount. And it's just started. So it seems to be working fairly well. It takes a lot of time to put those together. But, you know, once we start and we have a pool of hotels that want to participate, hopefully everyone would, then we can categorize them, and then we are able to kind of put that together. I know once you approach them and say, hey, this works pretty well, it's fairly easy. It's just getting started, I think, is the hardest part.
There was one other aspect, too, and this is probably time, you know, another agenda item for another time, but I know I've talked to Mike a little bit about it, but when I lived in Hawaii, when you visit Hawaii, they have a Kama'aina discount, and Kama'aina means local, and it's always been my dream for years and years and years to install this in Morro Bay, and this may be an opportunity at least do it at the lodging level if we could get the lodging industry together. And what I'm thinking is the Kama'aina would be San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara County as well as Kern County. And I think that people that live in the valley feel like this is their second home. They feel like they're a local. And if we could come out with a campaign that would be centered around that Fresno, Modesto, Bakersfield, that market, and tell them, you know what, we love you. We know that you support our economy. You are a local. And give them, and it's got to be substantial. I mean, it has to be like 20%. Because in Hawaii, I mean, even if you're going to only be there a year, you go out and get a Hawaii driver's license because you know that Kama'aina rate. And everywhere you go, you ask, what's your Kama'aina rate? And it's pretty substantial, rental car, hotel. But even if we could just start with the hotels, you know, to do something like that. I mean, if you're in Bakersfield and you're trying to decide between Pismo or Morro Bay or going to Oxnard or Monterey, and you know you're going to get 20% off, I think we'd get a lot more people coming here. So it's just another thought down the line. But I'd love to see that us implement that someday.
It's about our whole market, though. So you'd just be we'd be discounting the entire market that comes stay here would be.
Well, no, but we don't get all those people. I mean, they don't all come. I mean, we think that Morro Bay gets everybody from Fresno and Bakersfield. Just go to Pismo one day and see how many people from, you know. Well, you know, Mike, you have a hotel there.
Well, I know. But the logic would be everybody that stays in Morro Bay is from.
Okay, so back to the website then.
Sorry.
It's okay, segue. Back to the website. I think, well, first of all, we definitely have some legal issues that we need to figure out what direction we can go in with the website. And then we need to see from the subcommittee that's been formed for the budget what direction we want to go in with a website.
Chair, so the first probably would be if you had, it feels like you do, but it would be nice to see for sure if you had a consensus, barring any legal issues, which I think they're all, we can deal with them. Is there a consensus to use the existing website? Because then what we can do is I can let Rob know that. And although he may not be able to get a lot done between now and your next meeting, he'll know that's an issue. And then I think the next step is to, you know, look at where you're interested in beefing up and what you're interested in changing. But if there's an overall consensus of the board that you want to use the existing website, that's a big step in where we're going, if you can do that today.
Do we need a motion on that?
We do need a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we stay with the existing website, morrobay.org, for our business at the time being.
Second? Seconded. Discussion? Okay, then. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We have none opposed. Okay, then. So the question, I think, goes back to Rob. And then on the website, once we find out if there's no legal issues, we may actually want to look at forming a separate, and I know this sounds like, come on, but a separate subcommittee to look at that website. That is such an important spoke in our wheel that we need to make sure that it is really put together correctly. So let's make sure there's, or shall we move forward with a subcommittee now? And
I would probably say let's hold off. I'll talk to Rob Schultz. He's gone most of August. No, July. It's July now. And I'll let him know that that's the direction the board wants to go, and then he can look into a couple of issues. And I would say that we can put formation of a website subcommittee on your next agenda, whether it's your special meeting or your regular meeting,
okay.
And go from there. And there will also be some coordination, I'm looking at John, between the promotions committee and the BID committee regarding website as well. So should be interesting.
Okay. Let me find my...
Could I just add one thing relative to the website? It would be helpful for me to have everybody take a really good, hard look at it, take a little time, go through the website. I don't have any ego or any feelings on if you see something that you don't like or you're not sure why that's navigated that way. It's never always going to be perfect. There's a lot of things that we want to still do to it. There's a couple of things that we're implementing, you know, right away. I won't take any more time on it, but I'll can fill you in on those. And keep in mind that the city budget does have $18,000 earmarked, so we have money that are going to be continuing to maintain that site. So I would hope that the money that we would utilize out of this group would be lodging. You know, how can we get more people booking rooms on that website?
I have a question non-website related. I don't know if this is the time to bring it up. Is there any way that with our agenda and minutes, we can get the TOT report that the city has out?
Similar to the one we provide for community promotions?
Yes,
absolutely.
Please. Okay, thank you.
I guess in line with that, is there somewhere we could get the last 5 to 8 years in terms of 8 years, I guess, is a good trend line given the what's happening right now, in terms of month-by-month TOT?
I'll talk to our finance director and see.
Okay. And those TOT numbers are solely revenue. There's no occupancy number.
There's occupancy.
There is occupancy.
We'll give you, I have a copy of what we provided community promotions.
Great.
Okay, great. So let's look at the establishment then. Go back to A, the establishment of a regular meeting twice a month. A regular meeting once a month with purview that there could be special meetings thrown in there for the next, well, until they're not needed anymore.
I have a suggestion. Why don't we, because if we added a meeting every 2 weeks, we would have to change our bylaws. So why don't we just have us decide on a special meeting every regular meeting time? And
right.
Then like we're mm-hmm. going to set a meeting and then and just can continue on until we get to the point where we don't need to set special meetings, maybe 3 to 6.
Because none of you have a life.
Morning's
right?
Best for people in general.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the regular meeting. Once a month, regular meeting. How is this day of the week, Thursday, working for everyone?
I think Thursday works perfect to back right into after the promotions committee.
Yeah, it schedules well for me, too.
Okay, so it schedules well for two of us. I would like to see, Monday, Thursday, I'll adjust my schedule. That's not a huge issue for me until school starts. So... whatever you guys want to go with as far as a day is pretty good for me.
Well, I think since it's after the promotions meeting, I think it works fine.
I would like to see it pushed back to 10 o'clock, though, so that some of us could attend the Hotel Restaurant Business Forum still, because I think that it's good to know, you know, while the promotions committee is going on here, some of us can be over there. It still gives us a good pulse of what's going on in the city. What does anybody think of the time of 10?
Sometimes the promotions goes over, and I think 10 would be a more apropos time.
Yeah. I think that would give us the promotions committee enough time, so we're not, you know, all of a sudden kicking them out. So that'd probably be good.
So we just move a motion to have the scheduled regular meeting the third Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. here at the Vets Hall.
Second? Someone?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, so it has been approved that our meeting will be the third Thursday at 10 a.m. here. Okay, and we will move down to declaration of future agenda items. I have a couple, one that came up during public comment, perhaps having the VCB come back and do a more detailed presentation and perhaps give us an idea of what our benefit would be of the $22,000 that they're requesting. Is there anybody else who would be interested in hearing from them?
I would like to hear what the history is of that fee, because I know I was somewhat, I was in the camp, we were all here at the time, and we were fully funding it, and then at some point or another we stopped funding it. I'm not sure why.
Okay, so.
Can anybody comment on that, or who would be able to?
It's all about funding. It's about money availability.
Yeah.
Right,
available.
So
we can provide.
Purely an availability issue.
Right.
We've currently, yes. It's always about available money and where the council wants to put their funding, and they felt like this year they could only appropriate $10,000. We're happy to bring back a history, though, of what the city's funded the VCB over the last years.
Okay.
Would we be able to have time to have them make a presentation to us sometime in the near future?
We can put it, if the board's interested, we can certainly put it at your next meeting.
Okay. Your August meeting. Anyone interested in that? Or is that meeting?
I'd just like to see what
maybe do the historical part.
The historical first,
the
and then we're in no hurry to give them the money unless you're in a hurry to give them the money.
No, I'm not in a hurry to give anybody money, actually. That was part of my idea of having a pro forma.
Unless the board's thinking of something different, the historical presentation is going to be pretty brief. Year amount.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're thinking about.
Well, I'm interested in what they're going to give us for $22,000 after we hear historically why the gap exists and why they're standing before us asking for it.
But it also, I think you need to have a budget established before you know you have the 22,
yeah.
too.
So this is not something that we need to do in the next two-week meeting. That's what I'm saying. It's a future agenda item, perhaps, you know.
October-ish.
October-ish. Yeah, perhaps September-ish. How's that sound?
Well, you're looking for agenda items for the next meeting, right?
Oh, well, agenda items for the next meeting, I would like to see us establish some kind of system. For myself, for an agenda item, I think it's important that we have some type of pro forma system established whereby groups who actually need money can present us with a pro forma of, let's say they ask us for $5,000 for the Harbor Festival, to support the Harbor Festival. How are we going to see that $5,000 come back to the stakeholders? What is their, how are they going to supply a benefit to the stakeholders for that $5,000? That is, and that's part of their presentation. A, it's got, it must.
I think that's really where it rests. They got to make the case.
Right.
Yeah, I think the process is that they come before the board, they make their presentation, and then we elect to put it on the agenda or not to discuss if it has merit. Yeah. If it doesn't have, we can discuss it's not having merit. Obviously, this has merit, so we'll put it on the agenda item. But if it's the, what was it, the orange growers or something, it doesn't have merit, we might all discuss not to put it on the agenda, right? Is that how it works?
It can work that way. It can. You can have a form to fill out. It's really. It sounds like, though, we're still under discussion, declaration of future agenda items. So
right.
It sounds like there would. You might want to have a discussion instead of having it now. Have a discussion at your next meeting about
whether
how
we
you're
want forms, how
if
we're going to do it,
do
what
forms.
The procedure would be.
Okay.
Right.
So it's discussion of funding requests.
Right. Discussion of funding requests. Thank you. And. Then I guess we will bring back the budget in unfinished business. Is there anything else anybody would like to see brought up in future agenda items?
Yeah, I would like to get that history of the fee to the county mm-hmm. as a formal agenda item. And then a review of the last 5 to 8 years, if it's possible, on TOT occupancy and occupancy in TOT. And then finally, I think we need to have a discussion amongst on as an agenda item on how we're going to measure our success, what measurement parameters and goals we want to set for financial and metrics, just not anything other than, okay, we sold this concept to the city that we'd raise TOT by 10%. You know, things have changed dramatically in the world since then. But we need to focus on some sort of metrics that we can claim success to those people that voted for it. So that's an agenda.
So you're looking for a goal setting?
No, I'm looking for what metrics we're going to evaluate John's performance and our performance on. Maybe not necessarily goal setting.
Clarification, Mike, just to make sure, on your history of TOT for 8 years in occupancy, are we looking at
it would be
you
great.
Said month to month at one point. So how detail-oriented are we looking for that?
Well, month by month would be helpful because okay. I would imagine that we'll break things down and say, well, here's our summer season. We're making 70% of our mm-hmm. revenue in our summer season. There's a lot people will tend in marketing to talk about, let's try to promote January. But if the ducks aren't flying, why don't we just try to make a little more money? And so those, you know, will help us make good decisions, I think.
Okay.
I think that what the promotions committee gets is all that he would probably
That's
want.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We'll start there. And then if we need more detail or in a different way.
Yeah, probably.
Because you can go through and you can get the previous year's. That form, I know I've requested it several times from the finance director, and he'll send you out the fiscal year, and you'll have the entire year, 08, 09, 07, 07,
perfect.
You know what
great.
I mean? And
yeah, that would be great, yeah.
Any other agenda items?
Then I guess you wanted to hear from the city attorney. Was that going to be the next?
He's actually going to be. I won't be at your next meeting, but he will be at your next meeting.
Oh, very good.
So comment on the web legalities of the website.
And then I guess finally, is there some sort of treasury report we should get in terms of expenditures and?
Yeah, that's a good question. We generally provide a report on a monthly basis at the Community Promotion Committee. So when we get there, we'll be presenting that. And you're talking about what's brought in and what's expended.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just generally do that on a monthly basis.
What I do is one of the reasons why this occurred is because the way the nature of the billing works, you know, we'll place an ad say for July. We won't really the city won't even see that encumbered, you know, for maybe 3 months because by the time we get the bill from the media, by the time they record it. So what we did is, and I have a form for it, that we just look at what our budget is, what we've spent that particular, you know, up to that point, and then what's still available. And I present that every month because basically that gives you more of an updated look because we were having problems looking at it because it always looked like we had tons of money when in reality we'd already spent, you know, 3 months of that. So I can provide that.
Okay, great. That's it. So just knowing what we've taken in so far, having the history of the TOT and the other things that were mentioned.
Let's just run through this declaration of future agenda items just to make sure we're all on the same page. We've got a VCB detailed presentation in September. Then we've got discussion of funding requests, how those happen at your next meeting. We've got history of VCB payments or payment.
participating, it is a rather fact-based meeting. Try not talking over top of each other. It does make it hard to hear.